A new study from the Australia Institute indicates that the nation's workers are more stressed than ever before. Workers are losing sleep over their jobs, and while they're spending more time at their desks, workplace productivity has not increased. Well, experts say rising stress and anxiety will cost employers money unless it's addressed. Lucy Carter reports.
15 years ago, retail pharmacist Alan Patterson was working in a new job with long hours, no lunch breaks and difficult customers. He says anxiety set in quickly.
Racing thoughts, agitation, probably difficulty communicating with others, almost aggressively. Physically, I would experience chest tightness and pain down the left arm, almost the symptoms of a heart attack, but realised I wasn't having a heart attack. It was the combination of stress and then symptoms of anxiety.
After 2 years in the position, Mr Patterson says he was mentally and physically in a bad place.
I think the anxiety continued over years and led to depressive episodes.
According to the latest research from the Australia Institute, Alan Patterson is not alone. The think tank estimates that up to 3 million Australians lose sleep over work, while one in four experience anxiety. The Institute's Executive Director, Dr. Richard Dennis, says it's clear that striking a healthy work-life balance is getting harder for Australians.
What we've found is that Australians continue to work some of the longest hours in the developed world, and in fact much of these long hours we work are actually unpaid overtime. Indeed, what we've estimated is that Australians donate around $110 billion worth of unpaid overtime to their employers each year.
The Australia Institute conducted its research in conjunction with mental health support service Beyond Blue. Therese Fitzpatrick, the head of Beyond Blue's National Workplace Program, says that workers are doing longer hours but not really achieving anything extra.
We've got people who are working longer hours, but actually it's not showing up in increased productivity within the Australian economy. So we need to make sure what we're doing is employees are working at their optimum, and that doesn't always mean working really long hours.
She says the health impacts of workplace stress are terrible.
Workplace stress is actually a really strong contributor to depression and anxiety disorders. So stress at work directly impacts on people's mental health, which is why it's really important for both employers and employees to have a think about the working conditions, whether it's the hours people are working or the culture of the workplace.
Workplace stress costs Australia an estimated $12 billion a year through lost productivity, sick days and medical bills. The Australia Institute's Executive Director, Dr. Richard Dennis, says employers would actually save money if they collaborated with workers on how to reduce stress.
Good employers understand that they need to talk to their employees about hours. Good employers don't want their staff burning out. And good employers are happy to show some genuine flexibility with their staff.
Alan Patterson says it's a conversation he wishes he'd had with his bosses.
I've seen a psychologist, and I think the direct cause of the anxiety has been nutted out. And in hindsight, it would have been better for me to speak up and say, oh, boss, you know, I think I need to have a lunch break and things like that.
The Australia Institute's fifth annual Go Home on Time Day is being held on November 20, with organisers encouraging workers to use the day to start a conversation with their employers about workplace stress.
Lucy Carter reporting.